Well, tomorrow is a long day for my next guest. Singer-songwriter Jennifer Hall has been with us a couple times here on The Download. She was in here performing from her last album. It was Make It Out Alive. This weekend, though, she will be performing at the Metro with the annual Hot Stove Cool Music Concert, thrown by Cubs Charities, featuring Theo Epstein, MLB.com's Peter Gammons, Len Casper, Eddie Vedder's done it in the past. It's the sixth annual Hot Stove Cool Music, and Jennifer will be performing with the Hot Stove All-Stars. That's tomorrow night. But before we get to that show, Jennifer will be performing around, I don't know, 110-ish? somewhere right in there at Wrigley Field. She's singing the national anthem tomorrow before the Cubs-Cards game. Jennifer is also performing at Shuba's on the 15th, and she's back on The Download tonight. But before we get to the interview, let's hear some live music. Here's a new track called In the Water, Jennifer Hall, accompanied by Noam Wallenberg. Take it away, guys.
From the deep, rising up from the ledge, blood seas never return unto red. All I see are the reasons ahead. From the water, tongues rejoice at the promise of love. Despite voices that call out to give up, climb the top just to fill your cup. From the water, heart wide spilling, drowning now what has been before. Trenches fill lay in the water, in the water, deep in the water, holding softer. Silver speaking loud like never before, but what we seek is out of reach from its thorns, cause final needs never remember the score. I'm in the water, heart wide spelling, drowning out what has been before. Trenches fill she fit, oh, floating out, flowing in, then the impossible starts, the imposter of hearts, oh, clipping heels to form a wind, feet to form the plunge, deep in the water, in the water, deep in the water, holding soft.
Look at that. Jennifer Hall, Noam Wallenberg in studio tonight. Jennifer, of course, like we said, she's going to be at the Hot Stove Cool Music performance tomorrow night, Cubs charity show at Metro, 6th annual. Also going to be doing the national anthem at the Cubs card game tomorrow, right before the game starts at 1:20, of course. Great to see you again. Amazing performance,
so
you guys.
Nice to see you.
So good
Thank
to have you
so
here.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, so let's talk about this. I mean, that's a brand new song. I mean, you guys are working on new music. Talk about that process. Is that something that we're going to hear soon?
Yes, which is so exciting. We, you know, worked really hard on the last record and toured like crazy, mm-hmm. just trying to get it out to as many cities as possible and just trying to, you know, tour with that record as much as we could. And now's the time to, you know, get creative again and really hunker down and get some new music.
As musicians, do you do well under that kind of pressure where you set up a time and say, this is creative time, this is touring time?
We're tired. We're sleepy.
It's hard to do that, right? I mean, it's hard to find inspiration when it's like, this is the regimented time to do so.
Yeah. Well, it's a muscle. Like, you have to work it out. You know, inspiration doesn't just come. It's like you try to make music at a specific time a bunch, and then eventually it starts coming at that time.
Yeah. And I think there are things that we know that we can do to sort of foster creativity. You know, we don't set up writing sessions at 8 a.m. because that's not a functional time for either of us. You know, time of day, even if it sounds a little hokey or corny, you know, kind of dimming the lights a little, for me at least, sort of getting yourself in that creative, vibey, place.
That's important for a lot of artists and the idea of setting the right tone.
Absolutely.
Cinnamon candles.
He's joking.
That's the key.
He's not joking.
Favorite. He's right on. Nailed it.
That's a smell that you smell in the studio right now, right?
Mm-hmm. We brought them with
cinnamon.
Us.
Yeah.
That's where success
there are 85 cinnamon candles in studio right now. No.
Not a fire hazard at all.
No, not at all. But I mean, listening to the song, I mean, when you're performing new music and you put so much passion into it and you can hear it in your voice, when you're actually performing for the first time, you're starting to get it out there. I mean, is there limitations to it? What's the challenge in performing new music, especially full on? Like, you just performed it full on, but are there points when you're like, you sort of pull back a little bit because you're not as confident with the new stuff?
Yeah. Well, I think the approach going forward, for me, what I'm going to try to do my best of is to make sure that I'm sort of past that hunch, at least from the singer's perspective, past that point of sort of being uncertain and try to really know my way around the song before getting out there. I don't think I was always great at that before, and we would kind of jump in and perform something because we were excited that we had this thing. But I think it's, you know, you have to get acquainted with it.
Do you learn from the performances? I mean, before you put something down, and I mean, as you just did that song, I mean, you're going to think about it, you're going to listen back and go, this is where how we're going to tweak it, that kind of stuff?
Until you're in front of people, you don't realize whether it's working or not. Not even from people's reaction. Like, sometimes if you, like, while we're recording, as soon as we might play it for friends of ours, and as soon as we play it in front of someone else, as it's playing, we're like, oh, that chorus is wrong. And, like, all these things come to light because of the just having another person hear it before they even say anything. You feel all these things that you don't feel when you just listen.
Well, that's the beauty of performing on the radio, right?
We should mention that this is also the
Can
first time that song's
seven more
been
of those?
Performed, recorded.
Oh, really? There you
well,
go.
Well, yeah, this is the first. Right. Well, if anyone
know, kind of
put
special,
their cassette
right?
in,
it's very
this
special.
Is the first recording of that.
Singer-songwriter Jennifer Hall, also Noam Wallenberg in studio tonight. We're going to continue the conversation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about your big day tomorrow. I mean, not only doing the show at night at Metro, but performing the national anthem at the Cubs-Cardinals game at Wrigley Field tomorrow. Jennifer Hall in studio. Stay with us. Back in studio here, 720 WGN, The Download. I'm Justin Kaufman. Jennifer Hall in studio with me. Noam Wallenberg, of course, accompanying the live music. We'll continue in just a moment. We'll continue our conversation before we do that. Jennifer Hall, tomorrow, a huge day. She's going to be playing at the Hot Stove Cool Music charity event, the 6th annual at the Metro tomorrow night. That's a big, that's, everyone loves that show. That's the show that Theo Epstein gets the guitar out. Guy from Buffalo Tom gets up there.
Yes.
Someone.
Everybody
the guys from Tributosaurus. So what are you doing in that show?
Yeah. Matt is going to be awesome. So you just, you know, hold on to your pants on that one. We rehearsed today. It sounds just wonderful. So I am backing up Matt.
Matt Spiegel. Spiegel's great.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Tributosaurus is, if you have not seen that band do their thing at Martyrs or wherever throughout the years, you're missing out. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Backing up Matt, backing up the all-star team from Boston, because this is an event that takes place in two cities every year, obviously, in Boston and in Chicago. And then I'm singing with a few local musicians. We call ourselves the Farm Team, and we are doing Tanya Tucker, right? Is that how you...
Yeah, Tanya Tucker. Tanya, but I don't know. It's not my area.
James Taylor, the Eagles, okay. Some really great songs.
Okay.
Yeah, and so Nora O'Connor Jean, Kelly Hogan.
Yeah, right.
They sound incredible. Frida Love Smith from...
the Blake Babies,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just to name a few. Dog from Expo 76. Just a wonderful gang. So that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, obviously there to raise money for the foundation to be named later, which is Theo's foundation. And how cool is it that we get to do this Hot Stove show after the Cubs just won the World Series? That's incredible.
Yeah, right? I thought you were going to say how cool it is to do this show after you sing the national anthem at the Cubs-Cardinals game. But let's talk about that.
That will be cool as
well. So you're doing that tomorrow. Of course, the Cubs and Cardinals kick off tomorrow with a day game. What's your experience with that song and the idea of singing it at ball games like that?
Yeah. Oh, man. Can I tell you the funniest thing?
Have you sung it before?
Yes. Can I tell you the funniest thing? Merging both of your questions/responses just now. Do you want to get hear something totally wild? The very first time I ever performed the anthem was on WGN. I swear there's got to be footage somewhere. I must have been 11 or 12 or 13. No joke. It was for a contest, and I won the slot. Or a slot to sing the anthem for the Schaumburg Flyers years ago on WGN.
There you go.
How funny is that? And I've done the song many, many times for the Flyers and the Bandits, local teams. And then I've done it at Soldier Field, Wrigley Field a few times now, the Sox Stadium. So it's, you know, it is really such an
honor. What's the secret to singing that song? I mean, for you, since you've been doing it since you were 11 years old, what is the secret? What makes the national anthem what makes a good performance of that song?
Well, I don't know if I would elect myself as
you have to have a small body. Yeah. You have to be a very small person, petite, and then just sing as loud as you can.
And sing as loud as you can, right?
Small. Loud. Got it. I don't know if I'm necessarily the official judge to say what makes a good anthem, but what I like to do or what I try to do is just make it about the song, you know, for what that's worth. And I usually don't stylize it too much, just to sort of respect, you know, the reverence of the song, because it's a special song. And be very aware of the, if you ever find yourself singing in a stadium, be aware of the, what is it, the delay.
There's the first a delay,
time I,
right?
Yeah, the first time I was at Wrigley, I was like, oh, say, can't, oh, say. And I was like, oh, no, this is, I forgot
it's
about
like
this.
4 seconds
it's
or something.
It's
like
many,
that. Really,
it's yeah, it's
did
intense.
They tell you beforehand? Like,
no
they just
no,
get
no.
in there.
They're just like, you go
oh,
do
wow.
it. You go do it now. But no, I just, you know, try to think of the reverence.
Well,
it,
if you
I
have
suppose.
Tickets tomorrow at Wrigley Field, you can see Jennifer Hall. She'll be singing the national anthem before the Cubs-Cardinals. She's also going to be as part of the Hot Stove All-Stars at the Hot Stove Cool Music Show tomorrow night at Metro.
And there are some VIP tickets, I think, left for that.
All right, there you go, VIP. No big deal.
If you're looking for an awesome
you're looking for a
night,
VIP experience.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's your, you know,
That's your bracket. Right.
Thank you. Your bracket. Right. You just come on by. I believe. You believe. I think they're VP.
And then you can also see Jennifer. She'll be performing at Shuba's coming up on the 15th. All right. So what are we going to hear? Let's hear one live song before we end here. What are we going to hear here?
Yeah, this is Waking Hour. This is a song that Noam and I wrote together.
All right.
And with our friend Ben.
Jennifer Hall, Noam Wallenberg in studio, live.
I wish for you a new beginning, a waking hour of almost silence, where you can gather what you're needing, make room for all that you are yearning. With buckets full of fickle warnings of fallen victims of that fire that chose those words so undeserving, tripped the ever-taking wire, tripped the ever-taking wire. I am asleep, but I'm awakened for heavy rain, a simple morning. That screen door telling you I'm already crossing the Mississippi border. For the world, it looks so pale now, so different from outside the window. Its mouth is mine and I am speaking to give a little to the widows, to give a little to the widows. I am asleep, but I'm awakened for heavy rain, a simple morning. That screen door telling crossing the Mississippi border. That screen door telling you I'm already. For the only heavy take moves along till it waits. That simple breaks. My riches can't be counted in numbers, only in times I bet it all. But Georgia never knew my name though, and I am one that likes to be recalled, be recalled. I am asleep, but I'm awakened for heavy rain, a simple morning. That screen door telling you I'm already crossing that Mississippi border. That screen door telling you I'm already crossing that Mississippi border.
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo. That's amazing. Singer-songwriter Jennifer Hall, accompanied by Noam Wallenberg, in studio tonight. Some of Chicago's best, and they will be on display. Jennifer will be at the 6th Annual Hot Stove Cool Music concert tomorrow night at Metro. She'll also be singing the national anthem at the Cubs-Cardinals game, and she'll be at Shuba's on June 15th. New music on the way as well, and you guys got to promise to come back when the new stuff comes out. You promise?
We promise.
All right, great to see you guys.
We're bringing candles.
Candles. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.